The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus approached Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what was happening. They told him, "Jesus of Nazareth is passing by." He shouted, "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me." The people walking in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he kept calling out all the more, "Son of David, have pity on me." Then Jesus stopped and ordered that he be brought to him. And when he came near, Jesus asked him, "What do you want me to do for you?" He replied, "Lord, please let me see." Jesus told him, "Have sight. Your faith has saved you." He immediately received his sight and followed him, giving glory to God. When they saw this, all the people gave praise to God. The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. As you know, we're drawing near to the end of our liturgical year. You daily Mass folk, you already know that our year here in the church begins with the season of Advent, okay? And we're drawing near to the end of the church year, and as we do so, the readings for Mass begin to speak of the last things. And that's why for the next 2 weeks, your first reading here at Mass, it's going to come from the book of Revelation. And I would love to tell you more about the book of Revelation, okay? The book of Revelation is probably the least read and the least understood book in the entire Bible, shrouded as it is in mystery. But it's a magnificent book. And I'll try my best to help you to understand. So let's do that today, okay? Let's do that today. Let's begin with the word revelation itself. Revelation. You can hear in that word the Latin root revelare, which means to remove the veil. That's what revelation means. Sometimes it's called the book of the Apocalypse. And that means the exact same thing. It's just Greek, not Latin. It's apocalypto, means the exact same thing, to remove the veil. So here's the question for you. What's the veil that the book of Revelation is removing? What's the veil? The veil is the spiritual veil that prevents your eyes from seeing that Jesus Christ is King, rules over all history, and even over the events of your life. That's what Revelation reveals. Let me say that once again. What's the veil that's being removed? It's the spiritual veil that prevents your soul from seeing that Jesus Christ is King, rules over all history, and even over the events of your own life. Don't take my word for it. That's what Pope Benedict XVI said. Back in 2006, he gave a series of talks all about the book of Revelation, and he says that's the interpretive key to the book. So we begin today, very beginning of the book of Revelation, is it's Jesus speaking to the churches. Now, Revelation was written to a church undergoing persecution in which the people in the church were sorely tempted to abandon their faith. So severe was their persecution. Their temptation to abandon the faith, it came from two places. First, it came from the government. Because, as you know, back in the days of the Roman Empire, you had to worship Caesar. Now, I don't think that meant anybody thought Caesar was actually God. I think that, more practically speaking, meant that you were supposed to give all of your heart's allegiance and all of your energies of your soul to the state, to the government. And there were tremendous rewards for those who would do so and tremendous punishments for those who would not. Terrible temptation to abandon the faith. The second temptation was from inside the church itself. Because there were people in the church who were professing the Catholic faith with their lips, but not with their heart. Two groups. First were known as the Nicolaitans. They gave their first loyalty to Caesar. The second group, they gave their first loyalty to the culture or to the society, and they were the Gnostics. There's this tremendous temptation, and the message to them that you find right here in the beginning of this book of Revelation is, Jesus Christ walks in your midst. Don't forget that. You can get through anything in life if you remember the presence of God. That's what this first reading was all about. Jesus Christ walks among the seven lampstands of gold. Now, those are symbols of the seven churches of Asia Minor, and as you probably already know, Asia Minor, that's what we today call Turkey. But they symbolize the seven churches of the whole world, of all the world. Don't forget this. Jesus Christ walks in your midst. Pope Benedict XVI told us that we are to expect suffering and persecution even from inside the church. It's part of what the book of Revelation tells us. Even from inside the church. But do not forget the presence of God, because God has a plan. Reminds me of a passage from the Catechism. I found myself quoting this very frequently these days. And the passage says that the church will not come to glory through a progressive ascendancy, but rather only through imitating Jesus Christ in his suffering and death. And what that means is, the church is not going to just gradually convince more and more and more people all throughout the world until eventually everybody's really convinced, right? Because of how truly great God is. That's not the way it's going to happen. Somehow, the church has to imitate Christ, and we will glorify God to all the nations of the world. We will one day be God's spotless, immaculate bride, but only by first passing through a gauntlet of suffering by which we're purified. Remember Jesus Christ on Good Friday. He was always king. He was always in control, even when they nailed him to a cross. You know one thing about the cross, you look up at the crucifix, remember this. There's one way and one way only you can put Jesus Christ on a cross. He has to want to be there. He has to want to be there. God is always in control. And so we hear in the gospel today, poor blind Bartimaeus calling out to Jesus, Jesus, Son of God, have pity on me. And all the crowds tried to discourage him, tell him to be quiet. But he yells out all the louder, professing his faith. You and I need to do that too. As the world tries to discourage us and tells us to keep quiet, we need to profess our faith all the louder, never forgetting God's presence among us. That's how we're going to be a witness to the faith and a sign of hope to those around us. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Margaret of Scotland, pray for us.